Biden proud of his son, GOP lawmakers calls on special counsel to investigate Hunter. By Edwin Mora on December 10, 2020. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, joined Representative Ken Buck, RCO, in calling for the appointment of a special counsel Thursday to investigate Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's son, Hunter, for potential money laundering linked to his business dealings with U.S. strategic rival China, among other things. Citing allegations of securities fraud, money laundering, and a crooked hospital deal with Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother in Western Pennsylvania. During an interview with Fox News, Cotton, a member of Senate Intelligence Committee, asserted that Hunter appears to be the target of a sweeping probe, noting, "The Biden campaign released details of a tax fraud investigation in Wilmington. I think that was just to show maybe the least damaging part of the investigation. There are allegations of securities fraud, money laundering related to Hunter Biden's Chinese businesses, a crooked hospital deal with Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother out in Western Pennsylvania. These investigations span multiple jurisdictions. The Biden family has been trading on Joe Biden's public office for 50 years. Cotton, who has expressed interest in a potential White House run in 2024, can't. Do we really think that will change if Joe Biden becomes president, the highest office in the land? In an interview with Fox Business, Rep. Buck, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, commented on Hunter's business dealings with China and questioned how much his father knew. The two lawmakers' comments came a day after Hunter revealed that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware, a component of the Department of Justice, DOJ, had launched a probe into his tax affairs. "I take this matter very seriously, but I am confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that I handled my affairs legally and appropriately, including with the benefit of professional tax advisors," Hunter declared in a statement via the Biden-Harris transition team. Biden is deeply proud of his son, who has fought through difficult challenges, including the vicious personal attacks of recent months, only to emerge stronger, the transition team added. Still, citing an unnamed person with first-hand knowledge of the investigation, Politico explained Thursday that the DOJ's investigation of Hunter goes beyond what the former vice president's son's statement indicates, echoing Cotton. Beyond the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office's probe, the Securities Fraud Unit in the Southern District of New York is also investigating Hunter. Moreover, the person who spoke on condition of anonymity revealed that as early as 2019, investigators in Delaware and the nation's capital were also looking into potential criminal activities beyond money laundering, including Hunter's foreign ties. Some of these allegations surfaced weeks before the November 3 presidential election, but the Democrat-allied mainstream media ignored them. Ahead of the election, the leftist corporate media, working what appeared to be in tandem with big tech, namely Google, Facebook, and Twitter, attempted to discredit the wrongdoing contained in the bombshell emails obtained by the New York Post, purportedly from a laptop belonging to Hunter. The New York Post highlighted an April 2015 message from the laptop that Hunter arranged a meeting between an executive from the corruption-linked Ukrainian company Burisma, Vadim Pasherski, and his father that year. Hunter's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, confirmed the meeting, suggesting Joe knew of his son's overseas dealings. When his father served as VP and in charge of U.S. policy towards Ukraine, including anti-corruption efforts, Hunter gained a lucrative position with Burisma between 2014 and 2019. Joe and Hunter continue to deny any wrongdoing. The laptop obtained by the Post reportedly contained other overseas dealings by Hunter, namely to create a new joint venture with Yi Jianming, the founder of the SFC China energy company that was to benefit Joe. Bobulinski also corroborated in Breitbart News reported independent emails that showed Hunter's associates bringing Chinese bigwigs to the Obama-Biden White House. Bobulinski said he became alarmed when the younger Biden began acting as the personal attorney for Jianming, the founder of the SFC China that ultimately went bankrupt. In late October, a DOJ official confirmed the FBI, a DOJ component, is actively investigating Hunter and his associates as part of a money laundering probe opened in 2019. the DOJ confirmed to Breitbart News and other outlets that it has the laptop with the hard drive containing thousands of Hunter's emails in which he discusses his overseas dealings. Nevertheless, the leftist mainstream media and big tech continue to try to bury the story. It is not until now that the election is over that they are giving the story some air. Other GOP lawmakers may also call for a special counsel to investigate Hunter.